Okay, this happened today.
Здравствуйте, товарищи! Товарищи!
That's Vladimir Putin addressing Russian military personnel in Syria, effectively declaring mission accomplished. You'll recall that since the fall of 2015, Russia has been providing direct military support to the government of Bashar al-Assad. Charles Maynes is the world's eyes and ears in Moscow. Correct me if I'm wrong, Charles, but has Putin done this before with Syria, basically saying mission accomplished?
You're not wrong, Marco. He tried to do this last year, in fact, and declared mission accomplished. He said he was soon troops would be coming home. But the situation on the ground just kept shifting that they weren't able to do that. You know, they couldn't face this idea of having gone in and then having Assad lose the war ultimately to other forces. So they stuck around. And this time, I think they feel as though they've finally now destroyed these other forces that are in opposition to Assad. I think that they feel as though the time is right to try and make this shift over to some sort of negotiated peace settlement.
So no takebacks this time. Russia has built up a significant naval base in Syria, providing the Russian Navy with its only base in the Mediterranean. No one is expecting them to give that up, are they?
No, although they will keep the base, although it sounds as though most of the troops will be coming home. I think it's unclear at this point just how many numbers will stay. Putin made clear today that should the need arise, certainly Russia was ready to return back to these bases and redeploy. But, you know, I think ultimately, you know, from Russia's perspective, this whole campaign has just displayed Russia's restored influence in the Middle East. And it's certainly come at a moment as it's perceived by many in the Middle East that the U.S. is pulling back.
Charles, why did Putin send Russian troops to Syria in the first place?
Well, Russia came into this with multiple goals. Ostensibly, it was to take the fight to ISIS and fight them in Syria rather than at home. That was the main goal. But on the other hand, Russia had some alternative goals as well. From the very beginning, if you remember back to the start of the campaign a little over 2 years ago, Russia was isolated internationally. You know, the intervention into Syria was essentially to force other world powers, including the U.S., to deal with the Kremlin. And also Assad, the Syrian leadership, was Moscow's sole ally in the region. And this was a way for them to promote and protect their footprint in the Middle East. And since, of course, it's grown under the last 2 years. And then finally, I think it was also a little bit about Russia flexing its muscles. You know, a lot of people didn't think that they could sustain an air and sea campaign. And it really played into Putin's image as having rebuilt Russia's army into a strong, capable force.
And we should remember, too, that in 2015, Obama was president. Did Putin have kind of a belief that he would be able to succeed in Syria where the Americans had not?
Well, I think there was no small satisfaction taken, certainly, that that Obama said it couldn't be done. If you remember, Obama once famously predicted, as Russia went in, this would be a quagmire that the Russians would, and Putin in particular, would regret this decision. I'm not so sure that they do at this point. I mean, it's not to say that they haven't had setbacks along the way, but largely, at least from the political perspective, from the Kremlin's perspective, has been largely successful.
All right. So you'd step away from what the Kremlin says. What kind of impact has the Russian intervention had on the course of the war in Syria?
Well, you know, it's done several things. I mean, firstly, they changed the fortunes of the Syrian leadership. Bashar al-Assad was essentially a teetering regime before the Russians came in, and they saved him.
Yeah, so what has Putin actually going to Syria, making this kind of mission accomplished statement to the Russian troops there? How is this being seen back in Moscow today?
Well, it's certainly being portrayed on state media as a triumph. And I think you'll probably see a hero's welcome for these soldiers as they come back, back to Russia. And it certainly plays well to the tableau of Putin announcing his candidacy for the presidency and making himself look, of course, much more presidential than and much more Russia's national leader than his opponents in the race.
The world's Charles Maynes in Moscow. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.